Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim live out of Philadelphia. Here we go. We made it through another year. Yesterday was my Earth Day, so I made it through another year, and here we are, still trying to push the planet, the people who are running the planet, in a better direction, more positive direction. man's inhumanity to man. Oh, my goodness. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of light, and I will get what I want. Okay. Well, we actually are a Bible-based and Chronicle Scripture-based society. We read the Quran, Bhagavad Gita, obviously read all the books. We don't limit ourselves to one particular anything because we want everything. We need to know, you know? And how are you going to know about the other groups if you're not reading any of the literature material that they're putting out? Very interesting. So we always start our show talking about love. Love is to act and make others feel good. Just think about that. That's quite a statement. They're teaching obsessionism. They're not teaching how to love each other. We get obsessed with somebody, and we get stalking them and all that stuff, and they don't want to be with you. You want to kill them. All that kind of crazy stuff. That's a bunch of madness, you know. That's not what love is. I mean, there's so many people on the planet, you know, that there's somebody out there that's for you, that will love you just for who you are. No pretense, no trying to impress them or nothing like that there. Just be yourself. And you'd be surprised how many people like you just the way you are. Wouldn't want to change nothing. And that's the kind of person you want. And you don't want to hook up with nobody that thinks that they need to change you or make you into something. You know, look, if you know what you want, get what you want. And when you're in groups and stuff, you know, and you're dealing with each other, you know, it's all about saying things to make them feel good. It's all about doing things to make them feel good, you know. You want to be in a feel-good relationship when you're in these groups and stuff, when you're dealing with people, you know. You have to remember, and we're Bible-based, so the Bible says that you are God. So, you know, you're dealing with a God. That's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a designer, somebody that can design things, somebody that can make things that can make your life better, you know. And if something's wrong, they can figure it out because you're dealing with a God. You're dealing with the descendants of people that made the planets and the solar system and all that stuff, you know, according to the code of the book. We'll get into that Sunday, teach you more about how to read the code of that Bible. That Bible is amazing, you know. And I didn't have a lot of respect for King James until I actually understood the code and what he actually did. He was actually amazing. He was somebody that understood power, you know, and he knew how to make power. He knew how to bring power into existence. And it's just amazing, you know, because he saw all this madness coming and he rearranged he did a version of the Bible in such a manner that we can see how they came to power and how to keep them from how to get their foot off our neck, you know, so how to gain power back. No power to get their foot off our neck. You know, that's what I'm saying. So this is where we are. This is what's going on, you know. So today's topic is, well, today is Thursday, so we normally talk about money. So let's ask ourselves the most basic question that I think of when we're talking about money. What is money? Most people don't ask that question. I know what money is. You know, I got a couple of dollars here, a couple of dollars there. That's money. No, no, that's not what money is. That's what you're using for money. Okay, let's talk about what money is, right? Money is whatever you're using to exchange goods and services. That's money. Wait a minute, brother. Everything, that's not complicated at all. We got to go to school to learn out what money is, and all you telling us is that whatever we're using to exchange goods and services, that's money. That's money, you know. That's why they have so much trouble with females. You know what I mean? Females exchange themselves for money, you know, because what they have actually is money, you know. So, you know, wait a minute, brother. What are you talking about here, you know? These little prostitutes out here on the corner, they know what they're doing. That what the woman carries is money. And what the man carries is money, too. That sex object that you're carrying, that's money. You know, it can be used for so many, many different things to borrow it and everything else, you know, but that actually is money. Anything that you use to exchange for goods and services is money, okay? You can use, But you can use monopoly money. If people accept it, hey, that works. And if you can buy goods and services with monopoly money and people will take it, then, hey, that's money. You know where I'm coming from? Because the money that you're using, that the governments are printing, it's nothing but paper. It's a lot of different symbols and all that stuff printed on paper, but you accept it. And if you accept it for goods and services, then it becomes money. That's what money is. Anything that you can use for goods and services is money. Your labor. This is how they, that's why they go get slaves. People have slaves because a slave is money. Because you can use a slave to get goods and services. So a slave is money, you know? Anything that you can use to get goods and services is money. So now we know what money is, right? Now let's be about the business of making money. All right? Wait a minute, brother. If anything that I can use for goods and services is money, how can I actually make money? Well, you know, they make cake mixes in a box. You mix them up, put the cake mixes out, pour the cake in the tent, you just made money. Okay? Now you can go out and exchange that for other types of money. You can exchange it for coins. You can exchange it for paperbacks. You can exchange it for all kinds of stuff. You can exchange, if the bus driver lets you, you can give him a cake and exchange it for a ride on the bus. You've just made money. You go out and make some cookies. They make cookies in a box. You put the cookies in a box, put them in a bag, and you made money. Okay? Yes, you can make money. Anything that you can make for goods and services is money. People make buttons. People make clothes. All that stuff becomes money once you make it. So you can make money all day long. Follow what I'm saying? If you have a program or something that you can make for the internet, you just made money. You can make money out of actually anything that you can make that you can exchange for goods and services is money. Most of the problem, people don't know what money is. They think that only that little greenback that they're using or the coin that they call that money, but that's money. No, that's what you're using as money, okay? Anything that you can use to exchange for goods and services is money, okay? And this is what I'm saying. You got people sleeping on the street, and they have a way to make money without even thinking about it. They don't think about what money is. They don't know what money is, so they don't know how to make money. Most of the people that don't know how to make money don't know what money is. You understand what I'm saying? They could go down to the store. Actually, you can panhandle. You can make $20, $30 out there panhandling, asking people for a dollar, a quarter here, like a bit. Or you can get that. You can go down to the candy store and buy you some candy, right? You buy the candy, add something to it, and you sell the candy, and you make your money because you're using the candy to exchange for goods and services. So you can make money. There's no reason for a person actually to be out of doors and sleeping on the street because they have a method to make money if they know what money is. Most of them out there don't know what money is. So we're telling you what money is. Money is anything that you exchange for goods and services, that's money. Okay? If you can make a coat, if you can make pants, whatever you can make, that's money. Okay? Now, the people that are running this country, they're giving you these little, they're giving you paper with some designs on it, okay, called fiat currency, and they're considering that money because you can use it to exchange for goods and services. You can do the same thing with monopoly money or whatever. Back in the day, you used to use a note. You give somebody a promissory note with your signature on it, that becomes money. You can take that promissory note and go in and go exchange that for some other services, and the people, if they trust the name that's on their note, they'll come to you to get their money after they done sold you something for the promissory note. Even a piece of it, you can make money out of toilet paper. Put your name on it, say what it's for, and sign it. That's money. You know what I'm saying? People don't know what money is. That's why your name, okay, credibility, and your character is so important because your name, if people respect your name can become money. All you have to do is say, well, so-and-so sent me over here to get so-and-so from you. Now, if they trust you and trust the person that they say sent you, and if you're not lying, they might call a guy up. If they think you're a liar, and call the person up. Did you send so-and-so? And you give it to them. And if they say, yeah, you'll give it to them, just on a person's name that's on the other end of the line. So your name is important. Your name is money. Okay? Let's just go there just for a minute about that name. Okay? Because when you're born, all right, they have what's called a straw man. All right? A straw man is a person that picks a place for somebody else. All right? When you're born, you have 30 days to claim that child as your child. And if you don't claim that child within 30 days, right, that child becomes abandoned and child become property of the state. And they issue what is called a straw certificate, which is your birth certificate, because you don't actually need a birth certificate. But they issue a straw certificate with your birth certificate, and on that birth certificate, all capital letters. That's what they call a straw man. Now, on that name, they're trading that birth certificate all over the world. Your straw man is worth millions of dollars, but you just don't have to collect on it because you don't have a treasury account. You don't have a treasury bank account with the country. See what I'm saying? You can open up a treasury account with the government, you know, but people don't know that. They don't know how money works. They don't know what money is, and they don't know what they can do. They don't know, you know, they know what they can do with the money, but they don't know how money works. That's why so many people don't have money, okay? Now, since today is money, I'm not going to get all the way into it because every day we talk about it, because I want to go back in some things about the King James Version of the Bible that we need to know. So I'm going to be talking about that every day. I'm going to be talking about the tyrannical scriptures every day. We're going to be talking about that every day when I tune in. But we're all going to go through what I go through every day in reference to the topics for the day. Okay? I'll get you more into that on a commercial. I'll go for our commercial and do that. But today is economics, all right? Tomorrow is health. So we're going to talk about economics from a biblical perspective. We're going to talk about health from a biblical perspective. The things have been given to you 2,000 years ago that you should be using right now, but we don't know how to read the books. You know, we sit back, think we know, but we don't know. Now, we're smart. Now, one thing about the parents know that the children aren't as smart as them. They're smarter than them. The parents know that. And the children, after when they get to a certain age, when they become teenagers, they begin to realize, wait a minute, I'm smarter than this guy. Why am I listening to my dad all the time? Why am I listening to my mom all the time? Yes, you're smarter than your mom and your dad, but you don't have the experience. Your mom and dad got experiences that you haven't been through yet. So they have a unique perspective on things, okay? Like that. So let's get into this. Let's get into this money thing, right? Now, in the story of Joseph, right? We don't go through the story. That's we call that the occult. The occult portion of the Bible is the stories. That's why you have so many different churches and mosques and synagogues out there, because whoever you follow that tells the story the best, the greatest storytellers, right, they have the most followers. And everybody tells the story a little different. So people follow them because they like the way this guy told the story. Oh, man, that preacher really got down. He was mean. They like the way he told the story. So they're following the story. So we don't get into the stories because that's the occult. We're not an occult practicing group, okay? We deal with things that will help you today, and 2,000 years will help you. No matter when you do it, it will help you, okay? Now, we're dealing with the story of Joseph. Now, how did Joseph save Kemet, which is Egypt, those of you who are not really studying African history? Kemet is what they call Egypt, okay? Now, he told Pharaoh, because Egypt was going to be in trouble, he told Pharaoh, look, man, save half your money, I know, he said, save half your crop, spend half your crop for the next 7 years. This is what he told Pharaoh. And Pharaoh followed his advice, which saved Kemet, because a lot of people were coming to Kemet because they was running out of food, running out of this. Like all his brothers and sisters came to Kemet because they was running out of food. So he put Pharaoh on what we call the 50% budget, which is what all of the preachers in the church should be telling you, but they don't go there with you on that, right? They get into the occult portion of the book. Oh, he was blessed by God because they threw him in a hole and God had plans for him and yada, yada, yada. He wanted a story on and on and on, you know? And they never get into the power of the story. The power of the story is that 50% budget. If you have, now here's a question for those who are on the line. How many of you would like to have half the money that you spent all your life? Oh, boy, your pockets would be nice and fat. That's what the 50% budget does for you. Now, if you can't save half your money, what you're doing, you're living beyond your means. So you have to cut back on something. Well, the first thing, if you can't save half your money, you need to stop buying name brands. I know that's hard because children are going through school and they have to deal with their peers and the peer pressure, and they want their little, they want their little Michael Jordan sneaks or whatever they're buying out there, you know. But if you can't save half your money, those children, they need to do without. Okay, I'm not saying do without sneakers, but you have to teach them another way to make that name brand. Teach them a way to put their name on the sneakers. Make their brand, their name, because we just talked about how powerful your name is, make their name the brand for the sneakers. You follow what I'm saying? Well, the only problem is that when they're kind of young, it gets a little tricky because, these people out here snatching children. And if you know a child's name, it makes it easier to snatch the child. Hey, John, come on over here, man. Yeah, I was just talking to your mama. He don't know your mama, a can of paint, but he saw your name on the shoe or your name on the coat or the clothes, so he knows your name. You see where I'm coming from? So that's a negative on that name brand thing. But when the children get to a certain age, you know, instead of buying them a little $200-$300 sneaks, you know what I'm saying, buy a machine to put their name on their clothes and stuff. You know, they have their own brand name. They become their own brand, you know, and that will save you a whole lot of money. If you can't deal with the 50% budget, if you're not there, but you can save half your money, you have to cut corners. The first place you need to start is on the food. You can start saving money with your food. Shopping every day. You need to get your little freezer something so you can shop once a week. That way you can buy bulk. You can buy bulk and buy food cheaper. You know where I'm coming from? So this will get you on your way towards the 50% budget, okay, which is what you need to do and where you need to go. You need to go towards that 50% budget, okay? Now, naturally, today we're talking about money. And the question up is, what is money? So that's what we've been going through for the last 20 minutes. What is money? That's the topic for today. Because, like I said, a lot of people don't know what money is. Now, we just went through the biblical portion of Joseph and the 50% budget, okay? So you need to deal with the 50% budget. Now, let's get into the next portion of this. We're talking about your economics, all right? Now you need some type of land, all right? Renting apartments is not a good idea unless you absolutely have to, okay? But there's so many ways for you to get property without spending an arm and a leg. You know, we got short sales, we got tax foreclosures, we got tax liens, and you can go directly to the person who owns the property and they can become the bank, okay? Well, what do you mean? How can they become a bank, Brother Ronnie? The people that own the property can literally take back a mortgage for you. Now, you might have to give them a substantial deposit for them to do that, right? You might have to give them 10%. You give them 10% down, and you go through the lawyers. Now, don't do this without going through the lawyers because that would be a big mistake. You go through the lawyers and have the lawyers set it up where they're actually taking back the mortgage. In other words, you're borrowing the rest of the money from the person who owns the equity in the house or whatever you're buying, all right? they signed an agreement to take X amount of dollars from you every month with a down payment, you know, a substantial down payment or whatever. Some people houses are in trouble. You can go to them and you can just pay off where they back on the on taxes. They catch up on the taxes and you can take over the house at that point. You know, they can sign the house over to you for whatever the taxes are, and plus whatever they want to sell you the house for. You know, so there's a lot of ways that you can get the property if you're in a position where you're saving money. I'm not talking about 10%. It's hard to save 10% of your income because too many things go wrong. That 10% is gone like that. But when you're dealing with the 50%, you can stand ahead of 10%. You still got 40% going into the stash, you know? And 10% don't, that 10% hit don't happen all the time. You know, you can, so it don't happen every day that something goes wrong and you need to take out 10% of what you would normally save and spend it, you know? So that's what I'm talking about. So the 50% budget is very, very important. So we'll just listed the difference between the occult portion of the book and the fact portion of the book. 50% budget, that's a fact. You can go on a 50% budget, save half your money, you have money to do stuff with. That's a fact. I don't care what year it is. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how long you're alive. That works. That's the difference between dealing with the facts of the book and dealing with the occult portion of the book. And when you get into the stories change based on who's telling the story. So the story is not what you want to get into. In fact, I just got a letter not too long ago. Somebody's occulting me. Oh, we have this item and it's so great. It will change your life. You will have amazing effects in your life. But they're occulting me. If my home thing. But they're not telling me, they're talking about the item and what it can do for me, right? But I have to purchase the item in order to find out if it actually works. Now, when I purchase the item, it don't have to work. You know what I'm saying? They have occulted me, which piqued my interest with the story, that make me want to get the item. You know what I'm saying? But if I don't know anything about the person that I'm buying the item from, I don't know what their hidden agenda is. I might be buying something from somebody that's just using the money to put their foot on my neck. I don't know. Or to take my money or to attack my children. I have no idea who I'm buying this thing from. I just got the great story of how well it works and what it's going to do for me. And they occult you all the time with the TV commercials. You check out the TV commercials, boy, are they occulting you, you know? We have, some of them will give you facts, you know, statistics. Pictures to prove that this works. 99% of the people do so-and-so. They always leave the back door. If only 98%, if it's 98% effective for most people and they sell it to you and it's not working, how do you know that, how do you know about the 2%? Everybody that they sell a product to, they might claim being a part of the 2%. Well, there's a 2% chance that it's not working. So you might have fallen on a 2% chance. So we'll give your money back or whatever. But at the time, they done made enough money to invest your money into something where they got paid. Now, off your money. So they'll send you that little bit of money back, you know. But the whole thing might be a scam. You don't know, you know. So that's what I'm saying. That's when they occult you, they're giving you the stories. And if it's not 100% effective, right, then you stand a chance of being conned. You stand a chance to get ripped off for your money. So that's what I'm getting at. That's what the occult is. The occult is a story that piques your interest to the point that you will dive in and get it without all of the facts. And sometimes they never give you all of the facts. Now, when they are starting to accuse people of stuff without no evidence, without no proof, well, we've changed that. We call that because of Trump. We call it Republicanism. That's not Republicanism, but that's the title we're engaging. Because this man done did about 70,000 lines in 4 years. I mean, this guy is the lion king, bro, I'm telling you. But all of the politicians are liars because they're controlling military. Anytime you control any type of military, you have to be a liar because you don't want the enemy to know what you're doing, and you have to lie. It's just that simple. you know. So when you're dealing with the when you're dealing with that culture, because there's only two cultures on the planet, the read what you saw culture, and there's the doggy dog culture. The doggy dog culture, that's the military, you know, and you can't let the enemy know what you're doing. So in order where the enemy don't know what you're doing, you can't be out there lying, and they will lie to the enemy to throw them off track. So that's expected. You follow what I'm saying? But these guys that are dealing from the reap what you sow portion, that's the civilian portion, they're not supposed to grab the line, okay? They're supposed to be telling the truth about what's going on and what's happening by the world. That truth is a two-edged sword. Let me run a commercial right quick. This is Elohim Five Jobs Constellation Cyrus Radio Presents. Elohim Speaks. 8 to 9 p.m. U.S. time. The call number is 516-453-9230. You want to give a shout out? We've not mentioned the last four digits of your number. Just we've not mentioned your name. We mentioned the last four digits of your number so that you'll know that it's you and that your mic is open and you can go on and talk, okay? Monday, we're talking about society news. Tuesday, we go through the Toronto scriptures, secret doctrine. Wednesday, we deal with politics. Thursday, we deal with economics. That's what we're dealing with today. Friday, we're dealing with health. Saturday, we deal with five tribe history. Now, we're not doing black history, five tribe history. We're doing the history of all the humans on the planet. You know, where they are, where they came from, how the fight started, all that stuff. We're going to come on Saturday, okay? And Sunday, we're talking about the Bible 2.0. We want to get you acclimated to the changes that King James made in his version. And why they love the King James Version so much. I'm just not getting my respect for this man now that I know exactly what he did. Very powerful, brother. Okay. Now, I released a gospel CD on the market. The link for the CD is CDBaby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's number two. So, you know, so check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube, Elohim Christ 10 tracks. All 10 songs are there, so you can listen to the whole CD. Okay, and on YouTube, it's 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus Coming. So we think if Jesus is coming back, we ask ourselves, where is he coming from? Same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sister out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. You know, they're talking about that now, Roe versus Wade and abortion and all that. You be mindful of what you're dumping out there, because the child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess. And brothers, it takes two to make them, and I know you enjoy making them. You need to be there to take care of them, too. When the little big-head babies pop out, they need their dad around, you know? Okay, now don't forget to check out my book, The Line of Prescriptions, Part 2, if Christ has come. And one finishing on the book or CD, just call 215-758-1703. And you can get the information about the CD because it's in the paperback and CD form, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book on Black History and Rock's Cry Out. I like him because he understands history, and he fills in the missing pieces, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under Kamicha 11. That's where I am, Sister. I need to get him on the show a little bit, have him as a special guest one day. Very, Will I am a very powerful brother. So check out Sister on YouTube. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love Wunam. She's pretty good. You give her a call, 909-749-8626, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 out of Philadelphia. In fact, I checked the number and I can't get through on the number. So the UNIA, United Negro Improvement Association, that's an organization that was started by Marcus Garvey. Well, I'd like to mention the UNIA and Marcus Garvey every week. So I'm going to change this commercial. I'm trying to get in touch with him now to find out what's going on over there. But I want to talk about Marcus Garvey just for a second. I'm doing a commercial period, so you can go and get his books and find out more about what's going on, okay, with Marcus Garvey, the United Negro Improvement Association. I'm going to deal with RBG Industries. They make design clothes, buttons, flags. Also, they have land. They're offering land and to build on in Africa, okay? So you want to tell them they shoot a flag or somebody to visit his giver, or if you get your car, his number is 609-638-5828. Okay, Sigma more electronics, that's industrial electricity company. They call the number 215-909-2352. That's one of my little ones. I like plugging the children. Okay, I would like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton, who goes under the name Heaven2019T. Thornton, for more information on me. Yeah, 6 CDs on the market, but it sounds pretty good. And when you hear some of my music, you'll hear the harmony, and Brother Help with the harmony and some of the songs in the studio. So if you have a recording studio, so if you're interested in doing recording or getting some stuff on the market, give them a call, 267-359-4077. I'd like to give a shout out to Teletouch Learning Academy, licensed and certified. She's an EMT. I was in school learning to be a doctor. more information. She's learned a doctor, Teletouch, before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's services, give them a call, 215-594-3081. Her email address is teletouchlearningacademy@gmail.com. Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And then we have Dr. Bill. His number is 61561-3864. Okay. So if you want to be healthy, get these guys a call. Okay. Now let's get back to where we were. Also, I haven't been sending out my texts. And people are calling me. I need the number. Text number every day. Probably start next week. I'll be starting a text list again. And I'll be sending out texts every day that I'm on. Then me hitting and missing sometimes, it might be good to get a text that way you know I'm on, and, you can schedule things around the fact that I'm going to be on the radio that particular day. So it's all good, okay? Now, we're talking about money. the topic for today is let's just reiterate it a little bit. Now, money is anything that you can use to exchange goods and services. That's what money is, you know? Women know that, okay? The prostitutes out there, they know that what they have is money. The guys know that. And them sex objects that you're walking around with, that's money, because you can use that to exchange it for goods and services. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of things you can do. Your name, we just reiterated, we went over this a little earlier. Your name is money, you know? When you're born, if you don't go down and claim that child within 30 days, that child is listed as abandoned. You get your birth certificate, which they've turned your child into a straw man account, and that straw man account is owned by the state. Okay, so now they are the banks are distributing that straw man account all over the world. So your actual straw man account is worth money, but you don't know that because you don't have an account with the Treasury Department. That's right. You can't open up an account with the government and the Treasury. You have a Treasury Department account. A lot of us don't know that. We don't know exactly what we can do here. But see, you are a trustee for this government. You know where I'm coming from? So your name is very powerful. That's why a lot of times you can do things just on your name. Like if somebody comes to you and say, well, so-and-so told me that I can come here and get $100 off you, and they'll give it back to you later on. Well, you know that person, you know that person good for it. So if you believe the person that's coming to you, because they might be a liar, if you believe the person that's coming to you, if not, then you can call the person and say, they'll say, yeah, go ahead and give it to them. So he's guy's getting a loan on somebody else's name. So your name, your character, everything is very important. You got to be careful what you do and how you're doing things out there, because once people know that you're a charlatan or a crook, they ain't going to want to play with you. They're not going to be down no more. It's going to be a whole different thing. You know, so your name is very powerful, okay, dealing with that money, all right? Now, we really, just because we are a Bible-based group, we went to Joseph, that's how we got on our 50% budget, saving half that money, you know? So we talk about that every week, but I did it with a different twist this time because I want to get your name in there, the straw man account in there. And on your birth certificate, there's red letters on your birth certificate. That's your tracking number. you can actually track that birth certificate through the bank. All right. And the bank, they'll tell you where that birth certificate is, and you can actually find out how much that birth certificate is worth, and you can make a deal with the bank to get some of that money coming back to you. It's kind of interesting. There's a lot of things out there that we don't know about that we could do. Now, for more information about that, now the Moors, they have a lot of that information. And if you get into them dealing with trust law and all that stuff, you know, you're following information from the Moors, but they won't take you so far. You're going to join the organization. Everybody's not going to be a Moor. But they have a lot of information that you can get and use to help in your everyday life, which is very important, okay? The topic for today is, what is money? There's no reason for you to be hungry, no reason for you to be out of doors, because you can make money all day long. Wait a minute, how can I make money, man? I ain't got nothing to do. Look, just going back over it again, they have cakes. Cake makes in a box. All you got to do is follow the instructions, make the cake, put in a tin, and you can go out and sell a cake and make money. Because the cake is money. You're making money by making the cake. Because the cake is the money. You know what I'm saying? And you go out and you can exchange the cake for other types of money. Money is anything that you can use for goods and services. So if you make the cake and you go out and you sell the cake and somebody gives you the green piece of paper, and that's all it is, a piece of paper. It's like Monopoly money, but it's got some nice symbols and pictures on it, and people accept it as currency. So they'll give you that for your cake, and then you can use that to get something else. But once you make the cake, you have made the money. You're making money right now. The cake is the money. You got to just go out there where the people is, where the people are, and you can get something else for the cake. Hey, you might even go to one of these little food trucks out here. Say, look, man, hey, I got 10 cakes here, you know. I want to exchange these 10 cakes for some of the fruit and stuff. And right now you're exchanging money because you're exchanging the cakes for the fruit and stuff that you might need to eat with, fruit and vegetables that you can go home and get a meal on. So the cake is actually the money. That's what money is. Anything that you can do, anything that you have that can use for goods and services, it's money. Guys and girls are walking around with money between their legs and don't know it. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's against the law to use those things for money. You know what I'm saying? But it's money. It's something that you can exchange for goods and services. I'm just saying, you know? Women know this, so don't get it twisted. Women know this. You know, men got to figure it out, but the women know this already. Anything that you can use to exchange for goods and services, that's what money is. So if you can, if you're a poet, you can make up a poem around town and sell your poem. You're making money. You know, there's no reason for anybody to be sleeping on the street or out of door. Because if they knew about the 50% budget, half the money that they've made to get to the point that they are, they'd have. You know what I'm saying? So they wouldn't be on the street. And they know that you have to buy some type of land. You need land. So we went through that. I'm just going to read you on that a little bit. They got tax lien foreclosures, bank foreclosures. They got tax sales out there that you can buy money for pennies on the dollar. If I don't have no credit at all, but you got a few dollars saved up, you can literally talk to the owner of the property, and the owner can literally become the bank. So you don't have to go to a bank to purchase property because the owner owns the property. So he's holding what we call the equity in the property. And so what he's doing, he's selling you the property for the equity that he has in the property. So he might ask for a down payment. Give me 10% down. And I'll take back a mortgage, and we'll set up a mortgage situation. You can pay me little by little to pay me for the equity that I got in the property, because that's what you're buying, and now the property is yours. But like I said earlier, make sure you do this with a lawyer. Don't do this without legal representation, because you're just asking for trouble, okay? because you might have to do a title search and all that shit. Contract. So a lot of things have to be done when you're buying personal property because there might be liens on it. All kinds of things could be going wrong with the property. You follow what I'm saying? But the point I'm making is that you don't have to actually go to the bank all the time. The owner of the property literally can become the banker if he doesn't need all his money right now. And sometimes when they, the property is distressed, what I mean by distressed, they owe money and taxes and all that, and they might let you take over the property just by paying the taxes off. You pay the taxes off and bring even with the government, and they'll let you take over the property paying them X amount of dollars per month. So you're not renting the property, you're buying the property for them, and you got them out of trouble where they're not losing the house. They're not losing the house for a tax share, okay? So once you get a little money saved up, you have options. You can do things. So make sure if you're not on the 50% budget right now, make sure that you're working towards that, okay? And if you're living beyond your means, the best thing to do, right, is to start with the food. You start with the food and name brand clothes and stuff. You know, don't get the name brand clothes no more. You can't afford it. If you can't save half your money, all right? I got money in here. I can buy that. No, you can't buy it. If you're going towards stabilizing yourself, no, you can't. If you're not worried about that, spend all your money. I mean, when you're sleeping on the street one day and we walk by you, I told you so. We suggested what you need to do, you know? And the best place to start is with your clothing, with the food. Buy your little freezer, put it in the house, and so you can shop once a month. That way you're buying bulk. Buying every week, you're not getting the best prices. But if you're buying bulk, you get some good prices. In fact, if you are a flesh eater, or what this society calls a meat eater, they have companies that will offer you discounts and give you a freezer and sell you the freezer on time for the flesh and stuff, or the meat and stuff that you need to that you're buying from them. Okay, so they're selling your meat and stuff, and they're also include a freezer with that. You know what I mean? That you can get them X amount of dollars a month. You got the freezer, and you just bought bulk flesh or bulk meat, and that will save you a lot of money, you know, on the food. Like me, I shop once a month. You know, I go down, I get everything I need, once a month, I'm done, you know? And I'm buying bulk. I buy bulk as much as possible. I'm buying big, big jars of stuff. You know, rather than go buy the little teeny jar of mayo, I buy a big thing of mayo, you know? And I buy two of them. I always got a backup. And when I shop from my backup. See what I'm saying? I don't shop from, if I pull a back, as long as I have a backup in the cabinet, I don't buy that item. But the minute I take my backup out, then that item goes on the list. Now, the item is designed to last me for a whole 30 days. Each item I buy is designed to last for 30 days because I'm buying bulk. I'm buying the big stuff, you know what I'm saying? So when I pull that backup out, I got 30 days, see what I'm saying, to get another one. But normally I'll shop. I put that on the list for whenever I shop. And I'll get that sort of right away, and I'll put my backups in the cabinet. You know what I'm saying? So you're buying bulk, so you're getting stuff cheaper, you know, like that. Sometimes if you use a lot of an item, you can go on the internet and buy a whole case rather than just a few bottles. Buy a whole case of it, and you get that cheaper. So it's different ways to save money, different ways to get towards that 50% budget, okay? But that's where you need to go. You need to go to some budget. And that's in the book. That's in the Bible that people throw on the side because the preachers are teaching them how to read the doggone book, you know, and they really need to know how to read it, okay? Now, remember, the topic for today is what is money? And I'm telling you, most people don't know, not most people, but you have a lot of people that don't know what money is. And they don't know that they can, it don't cost much to make money. Follow what I'm saying? It don't cost much to make money. The biggest problem is what we do with the money after we make it. You know, if you let's say if you have some type of service that you can provide, you know, That's money. When you get your driver's license, a lot of people don't know the rules in the driver's license. That was my problem with the government. I went down and read the rule book, and I've been having trouble with the government ever since because I know they're breaking the law, not me. But if you have a car and your driver's license, a driver of a car, when you're driving a car, you're operating, well, you're not operating a car, but you're using the car to transport people for money. That's what a driver is, okay? Legally, that's what a driver is, okay? And if you're an operator, that means you're working for someone else as a driver, like a bus operator, okay? Because they have a special license for you to be an operator, you know? Or a truck operator, be driving a truck and trailer, have a certain license that you have to get to do that, you know? But according to the Constitution, you don't need a driver's license. You don't need an operator's license to travel. And that's what most of us are doing. Most of us are traveling. But since we don't know the rules, they bring us into court and they give us a ticket for driving without a license, yada, yada. And, you know, at the time that they stopped you, although you're behind the wheel, you were not driving. You can beat the case all day long. You were not driving. You were exercising your right to travel. See what I'm saying? So you don't need a driver's license to travel. You do where I'm coming from? But now what they did, they put a little catch to that. The title that you get car out of your ownership. Once you get a title, you don't own the car anymore. The state owns the car. That's why they make you do certain things with the car, because the car don't belong to you. What you're supposed to do is get the bill of sale for the car that's being paid, and you really don't need the title for the car. That's what I'm saying. And if you don't have a title for the car, that means the car actually belongs to you. And if they stop you, and they literally, you know how they tow your car to the impound? If you don't have a title on that car, and you have a bill of sale for that car, they cannot tow your car to the pound. Only place they can tow that car is to the address that's on the bill of sale. They can tow that car to your house. That's all they can do. Other than that, they can't mess with the car. You have to come and get it yourself. But see, these are rules that people don't know. And once you start enforcing their actual rules, they harass you. And they harass you big time. I mean, when I was driving, I couldn't drive for 15, 20 minutes without them pulling me over. Sir, you don't have tags in the car. Well, I'm not driving. Yeah, but you're sitting, the guy in the car will say, well, you're sitting here behind the wheel. I said, sir, I'm not driving. Then I pull out identification, okay, to support that I do not need a driver's license to operate my vehicle. And then they say, okay, well, we're going to let you off with a warning. That's all they can do. They give me a warning and said, you be careful and so and so, so and so. But I haven't broken the rules. See what I'm saying? They just can see no tags on the car, and then they see no sticker. They said, well, you don't have a sticker around too, but I don't need none of that, you know, because I'm not driving, okay? I am actually exercising my right to travel. Now, a couple of times when the cop pulled me, said, what? They had to wait, go call the supervisor and find out what to do, you know? And once again, they came back and gave me a warning. But the problem with that, who wants to get stopped every 20 minutes when you're riding through town, you know? It's a form of harassment, you know? They keep stopping you and stopping you and stopping you. Say, oh, man, the hell with this. It's easy just to go ahead and turn the car over to the state and get the license that the state requires for me to drive a doggone vehicle, you know? Because the harassment is kind of interesting. But they're the ones that's breaking the law, not you. And they do look, like I said, they do look things to get around it. That's what that title is for. The title gets around your constitutional rights because the car is not yours. And when you're driving someone, you're operating somebody else's property, you literally have to do what they say. So a lot of people, they buy the car cash up, and they don't need the tags and all that stuff, the tags, the sticker, none of that. They don't need none of that on the car. But like I said, the cops don't know that. A lot of police officers don't know that. They be stopping you, pulling you over, wanting to know, you know, they want to answer a whole bunch of questions. A lot of them don't have a clue that you don't need all this stuff to exercise your right to travel. So it gets a little tricky out there, you know, because you can beat a lot of court cases if you know the rules. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of us losing in court because we don't know the rules. You know, once you go into the courtroom, you know, done this before, once you go into the courtroom and you're dealing with the judge and you know the rules, right, he will make you wait until after all the cases have heard and pulled you on the side so people can hear what y'all talking about, okay? And then he will let you go. But you don't want the people, other people in the courtroom to know what's really going on and why he's letting you go. You see what I'm saying? Because they're running a scam on the people. Hey, they've taught you what you need to know. So you need to, they've taught you what you need to know. So, and they don't want you to know certain things, and that's why they close the courtroom down, they shut things down, because they don't want you to know certain things, and that's what's going on, okay? So that's been a topic for today. We're talking about what is money. People don't know what money is. That's why they're having trouble making it, having trouble accumulating it, you follow what I'm saying? So if you have a talent, if you can do something, you can figure out how to use that for money. And you can create another revenue stream like that. See what I'm saying? Think about what Uber's doing. They got all these vehicles out here, and they don't own their vehicle. You follow what I'm saying? But they have operators, drivers out here driving the vehicles, you know, because they have their driver's license. As long as you have a driver's license, you can put people in the car for money. You can. That's what a driver license guarantees you, that you can. Well, they call it hacking. You can literally hack. As long as you have a driver's license, but that's what the driver's license is for, moving people around in your vehicle for money, okay? And look at what Uber's doing. And, you know, as long as you got a driver's license in a vehicle, you know, you can work for Uber because you have your license to do that, you know? So that's what I'm saying. So Uber's taking advantage of a situation. Look at the money they're making because they know the rules. Then they got people driving the vehicles, even though they don't own the vehicles, they got people driving the vehicles and they ain't getting paid like that, you know, with the Uber situation. So knowing the rules of support, knowing what you can do and what you cannot do, and that creates a lot of problems when you go to court if you don't really know what's going on and what's happening out there. So it behooves you to study. Study every doggone thing, all right? And now, I don't know how I got this far off topic, but making money, right? So if you do have a driver's license, all right, there's a way for you to make money. You can do the same thing that Uber's doing. You know, if you have a driver's license, you know other people with driver's license that's not working, you can do the same thing that Uber's doing. All you have to do is invest a few dollars to get them a car and put it in their name, you know? I mean, the whole thing is amazing. Anyway, we're out of time. This is your brother Elohim coming to you every day from 8 to 9, mostly every day. I'm getting better at it, from 8 to 9. So while we'll be chit-chatting with you tomorrow, I walk the path of being honest and good, and all that I have done today, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Remember, our motto, love is to act and make others feel good. So get out there when you drive there and you're with people, start thinking, how can I make this person feel good today, you know? And that way you'll be in a feel-good situation all the time, and people will begin to love you. They'll begin to respect you, because whenever they think about your name, they think about how good you make them feel when they're around you. And boy, it makes a difference, I'm telling you, okay? With that, I will say much love, and we will chit-chat again tomorrow. This is your brother Elohim signing off.